So the president is in Texas today to get a briefing on Harvey. It's his first natural disaster. Of course, the White House very sensitive around this disaster response, especially given Katrina from the Bush administration those number of years ago. Meantime, here's the Houston mayor with advice.
We are telling all Houstonians to stay off the street. I'm going to continue to ask all Houstonians to stay off the street. But I want to underscore this. I'm asking all Houstonians to stay off the street. But our first responders are on the streets. And they are on the street at night in very treacherous situations.
And he's the governor with hope.
Everyone in the state of Texas is focused first on saving every life that we can. Then we want to help in the evacuation and transition process. And in typical Texas fashion, we will rebuild and make it better than ever.
Once again from KTRH in Houston, Brett Downer is with us. Brett, good morning to you.
Hello.
Is there a sense that the authorities have responded with all they've got?
Yes, because the response has had to begin before the storm has even left. It is still above us. It is moving off, but it is still raining, and water levels are still rising, and you have rooftop rescues and boat rescues as we speak right now, even as the water levels rise.
How bad is the weather still?
We recently passed a threshold of 49 inches or 124 centimeters of rain, which is unprecedented in the United States. This is, by definition, the flood of a lifetime here.
And so people are still getting pulled out of their homes. How are they handling it and coping?
There are 10,000 people in Houston's largest convention center. It's been converted into emergency shelter. They won't turn anyone away, but they're looking to open other facilities, churches, area schools, public buildings, to get another 10,000 sheltered. About 40,000 people right now are in shelters, with more heading in to escape the weather.
Are there major issues around medical hospitals and facilities and centers? Are people able to get the help they need?
There's a noted hospital here called Ben Taub Hospital, and 20 years ago there was a very severe storm, and that hospital took on other hospital's patients because it was so sturdy. In this case, there was flooding that ringed the hospital. It flooded out the water, and now they're looking to get people out of that hospital because they'll run out of food by the end of the day.
Just paint us a picture of Houston itself. How much of Houston is in trouble? Literally all of it, or just parts?
Houston's nickname is the Bayou City. People may think of it as just a large city, but there's lots of waterways and tributaries. There's an enormous seaport that goes 50 miles out to the Gulf of Mexico for major shipping. There's water everywhere. And in this case, Mike, every single waterway in this city, the fourth largest in the United States, is flooded, and more than half of those are at past all-time record levels of flooding.
And so is it fair to suggest the main thing at the moment is to wait for the rain to stop, the water to drain away, and it's only at that point you'll get a full assessment of long-term what you're going to have to deal with?
That's right. There's been damage assessments that keep going up. The President of the United States was in Texas, not here. We're busy. He was elsewhere. But the rescues have to take place even as the rain continues. We're looking for a break maybe in the next day and a half.
We wish you the best, and we'll stay in touch. Brett Downer, once again from KTRH in Houston, with us this morning.